New Orleans, we know, is a city made of layers. Historian Laura Kelly decided to peel off the Irish one. Why? Well,
first of all, my last name is Kelly. And when you find with immigrant historians, they have a tendency to study their own group.
Kelly's grandfather is from Ireland. But when she first came to New Orleans to attend graduate school at Tulane University, she was intending to study the colonial era.
And my taxicab driver from the airport had this New York City accent, and I'm from New York originally, so I asked him where he was from, and he said he was from the Channel, and I said, the what? And he said, the Channel. And nobody thinks about New Orleans having an Irish aspect, so right then and there, my research focus was born.
Turns out Irish people have been in New Orleans pretty much from the beginning, during the French period, the Spanish colonial era, and throughout the 19th century. Each era brought a different type of Irish immigrant. But in her book, The Irish in New Orleans, Kelly wondered,
when do you move from being a bunch of random Irish people who happen to live here in New Orleans to a community?
The answer? Your first public celebration. And since we're talking about the Irish, that celebration was St. Patrick's Day, the holiday for the patron saint of Ireland. It was 1806, just 2.5 years after the Louisiana Purchase. And to be clear, this wasn't necessarily the first time St. Patrick's Day was celebrated in New Orleans, but it was the first reported in the newspaper and attended by some rather esteemed Irish gentlemen, such as the Secretary of State, several judges, and Governor William C.C. Claiborne. The Orleans Gazette printed the toasts.
To the armies that fight of the independence of their country.
To the army of the United States.
To the memory of General Washington.
There is a toast to General Washington, not President Washington, which is really striking until you look a little bit deeper in the Irish psyche, and the Irish are saying, look, we fought in the American Revolution. We fought against England. We fought for the Patriot cause. And there is this similarity between Ireland seeking to become independent of England, and they want to make the audience aware of that comparison.
Remember, the early 1800s was a time when the rest of the world still thought of the United States as an experiment. These toasts were a way for the Irish to show what good American citizens they were, and also to point out how their homeland was seeking freedom from the same superpower as the United States had. But there were 17 toasts, and some were about showing loyalty a little more locally.
To the Irish shamrock, may it find a congenial soil in the plains of Louisiana.
To the three seas of Louisiana, cane, cotton, and corn. To the fair ladies of Louisiana, may the sons of St. Patrick ever deserve and be blessed with their smiles.
Louisiana, French-speaking and Catholic, was a little foreign and scary to the rest of the country. But the Catholic Irish felt they could fit in with both Americans and Creoles, which is one reason parts of New Orleans became very Irish.
If you want to know where the Irish settled, and this is true for any immigrant group, look and see where their churches are.
The first in New Orleans is 7 blocks upriver from Canal Street, St. Patrick's naturally, formed in 1832. From there, the Irish churches move uptown, to places we now call the CBD or the Warehouse District, which were once heavily Irish. As for the neighborhood known as the Irish Channel, where it is or was depends on who you ask and when you asked. Generally speaking, you can call it from Felicity Street to Jackson Avenue, between the river and the Lower Garden District, or to some, it's 2 blocks of Adele Street. Why this matters, says Kelly, is in the Channel, being Irish determined whether or not you belonged. The feeling was
very much you're part of the Channel, and then there's the rest of New Orleans. If you're a stranger and you come in, you'll be stopped on the street and asked, who are you? You know, what are you doing here? And if you don't have the right answer, you will, you know, be ejected.
There is little risk of that today. But the value of community and being together in public places is still strong for both Irish-born and Irish-Americans. It's one reason why many of them stayed here.
New Orleans reminded them of home. They wake up in the morning, they hear the church bells ringing, people stop any time of the day at the streetcar and the store, and they talk, and they ask after your family, after your mother. they're not in a rush, that community is first, having a good time, you know, with everybody, sort of a joyous outlook on life. And so much of that reminded them of home.
Even though at first they were strangers and immigrants, in New Orleans, the Irish found another place to call home. For WWNO and Louisiana Cultural Vistas, I'm Eve Abrams.